Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for granting us the opportunity to see today. Trust the Lord. You're doing fine in the name of Jesus, just like I'm doing. Today, by the grace of God, we are going to look at a topic. Be sure you are safe. As we open to the book of Acts, chapter 10, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and pray to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming in to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid, said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thy hands are come up for a memory before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. Hallelujah. The Lord bless his word in our hearts. Now, Cornelius happened to be a Gentile, a man that was devoted, assuming that he was safe, a man that feared God, which means he respected God with his household. He was engaged in activities. But he was not in the way. He was not acceptable unto God through Jesus Christ. So he was busy doing activities, whereas he was not safe. He could pray. He was devoted. He feared God. He gave alms. He could even see vision. Visitation of an angel, which means that one can have all these things and yet is not safe. He was doing that, and glory be to God, Cornelius was a seat of God, and that was why God could send, prepare Peter to visit him. Peter visited Cornelius, and one thing Peter did when he came to see Cornelius, he preached Christ to him. He preached the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ to Cornelius and his household. As we continue to study, we'll see that in Acts chapter 10. And suddenly, because he lifted Christ before the household of Cornelius, and also before Cornelius, the Bible recorded that while Peter was yet speaking those words, the Holy Ghost came upon them that had the word. He was speaking words and they had the word. Often we are full of scriptures. That's good. But if we have scriptures full in our heads, we can memorize, meditate on those things and even quote them, but don't have the main thing, which is the person Christ, the entire Bible speaks of, speaks about, then it's in vain. Because the Jews, the Pharisees, Sadducees, and others were a kind of acquainted with the scriptures, and yet they miss Christ. It is coming to see Christ, the point of seeing Christ, that the entire scripture is targeted at. We, as preachers, are expected that whatever we say, whatever we preach, the aim of everything is to bring the people unto seeing the person Christ. That is why the early apostles, whatever it is, just like Paul said, he said, "I for at the time to see nothing among you save Christ and him crucified." The Lord sent us a prophet in this age, and through him many things were revealed, the sevens, the seals, the church ages, and other deep revelation. But it's quite unfortunate that many will know all this, and yet, in fact, even baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and will not come to the point of receiving eternal life, which is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. A lot of people are in various tabernacles many years, convinced by the fact that since they believe that God has sent a prophet, since they could study the seals, since they could study the sermon books, since they know a lot which the outside, the denominational people where they claim to come from, do not know, then they are safe. Remember, in the Bible, there's a man called Apollos. Apollos was in a situation where a lot of us are now. He was not with his Pharisees. He has moved from that level to the level of accepting the message, which is the accepting being under John the Baptist. But he missed what John the Baptist was sent to point the people to. He remained with the ministry of John the Baptist and could not get to the message, the real message that John the Baptist was in the wilderness crying about, until Aquila and Priscilla took him to their home, and through them God revealed the truth to him, and he had the full dose of the message, the present truth. I pray that God will help us not to remain as Cornelius was, very devoted, well in giving alms, and people believe that this man, when he comes to God, is righteous. He was righteous before the people, but he was not righteous before God. No man can be righteous before God without the blood of Jesus Christ. It is the blood of Jesus that makes us righteous before God, and that is very important. So my desire is that God will help us to come to the point, the truth which the early church stood for, which is the revelation of Jesus Christ. I pray that the Lord fill us more with His Spirit. God bless you richly. Shalom.